It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
Doki School of Fools. Let me find that. This is a little different than our normal School of Fools here, because usually it's just like, you know, some horse shit that we can really wrap our heads around. Like, I'll give you one that I heard today, which I guess would have been an interesting one, but I didn't have time to put it in. I guess for Career Day.
Oh, I heard this. Yeah.
I guess for Career Day, like a school brought in somebody who was just like running down the police, like don't like disrespect the police, which I don't have an issue for with free speech, but I don't understand how disrespecting the police is a career unless you're a felon
or a rapper.
But the woman brought him in because he wanted, he liked his poetry. He wanted
his That's poetry. Not a career either. That's very hard to make, but unless you're Maya Angelou, nobody's made. I mean, but I understand. All right, you like poetry.
Yeah, poet laureate.
Once he starts talking about the cops, unless he's going to put it in prose, I don't understand.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, first of all, I don't think you should be brought into Career Day and run down any job. I think there's a time and a place if you want to hate the police.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not in front of kids, no.
No, but yeah, not in front of. I don't think you should run. Because you might. Yeah, I don't think you should do that. You should run down, whether it's fucking janitor or cop or scientist or president, whatever it is. You shouldn't run down another career.
Yeah, yeah, you're not NWA. What are you doing? You know?
Really pulling all the street cred you can muster, aren't you, sweetie?
No, I.
Well, they ruled.
I know these things.
A younger, more tolerant Joe enjoyed them. Now go, I don't like that message at all.
Followed up but with Ice-T's cop killer.
I mean, I didn't read the story, but I'm like, oh, that was kind of fucking stupid. I would probably
really
have,
stupid.
I would probably have to ask
him
to leave.
She did. She went up and brought him like a bad comedy gig. Like,
all right, then why are they upset with her? Then they shouldn't be upset where she didn't know it was going to happen. Why are they upset with the
person? She got the hook.
She retired. Yeah, she retired. She went into retirement. She retired
after this.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, there was a
meeting. What's it, like Babe Ruth with the Washington Senators? All right, enough of this shit. I got nothing left.
Yeah, well,
there might have been a meeting, you know? That's all I can tell you. I don't know.
No, sometimes people reach their limit with horse shit.
All right.
And they're like, probably at that point, she was just like, look, I didn't know that he was going to pull that number out. And so I pulled him aside. And so now you give me a lot of crap about it. Here's my papers.
Yeah, maybe. Because she was brought in because he does write poetry. And
is it anti-police
it's
poetry?
Not from, no, it was
right
not.
She didn't know. Was he trying to come across the border? Is she supposed to vet him?
Believe me, she was probably as shocked as the next person.
He needs to be separated from children.
Get him out of his classroom.
Where's that border patrol when we need him?
Yeah.
So that was one we didn't cover.
No. Well, actually, we just did.
Fair enough. That was one I didn't put in the prep sheet that we handed quite adroitly.
We're very adept at the news where we were able to jump in and discuss.
Adroit. Sure.
That's how good we are.
I'm very impressed.
Yes. All right. So now we'll actually play the bumper to do the fucking shit.
A fool.
All right, let me find what I'm looking for. Where the fuck is it? Is it in news? Well, maybe it's in news. I'm trying to find the story.
I love that our bumper music is about the plague.
Yeah.
That sounds appropriate. The whole fucking theme show. Fuck it, you know what I mean.
There's a band called Ghost that I just started to get into, and their new album is about the plague. How there was a ship full of dead people and rats, and there's a song about rats and
stuff.
So
it's timely. They're writing about today's issues.
Yeah, really good album.
Really. All right, so here we go. I'm going to play the story. It's about a minute and a half or so, and then we will discuss.
Graduating eighth graders at St. Cornelius seemed unsure just what to make of their welcome to high school gifts, the kind of gifts they pray they will never have to put to use.
So when you were in second, third, fourth grade, you ever think that they would come and you'd need this?
I've never thought I'd need this.
It's sad that times have called for such a product to be invented. But we have answered the call.
Glenn Mills-based Unequal developed the ultra-thin Safe Shield and designed the 10 by 12-inch plate to be slipped into a backpack. It can then be used as a safe shield.
Handguns are useless against a product like this. Shotguns are useless against a product like this.
Unequal donated the ballistic shields, the company president's daughter attends St. Cornelius, and 25 units were given to school faculty. Parents and guardians seem simultaneously impressed and saddened by the event.
We hear about these school shootings almost weekly, and I can't believe that's where we are in our nation today, but that's the fact.
St. Cornelius already has tight security. Visitors' driver's licenses are taken at the front door and put through a computer database for criminal records and such. Those with red flags are set away. And every classroom here is outfitted with an extra deadbolt lock. The regular one, here's the floor-mounted one. Slides right into the door and into the floor. No way anyone's getting in here. Principal Barbara Rossini knows the chances of a shooter targeting her school are microscopic. Still?
Anything that we can do to protect our children and our staff, that's my job, to protect them, and I try to do the best I can.
So, you know, it's a very, really interesting story. You know, I try to think, like, how I would feel about that if my kid got, because she's getting to be of that age.
Right.
And I think I would feel appreciative that this company designed this thing.
Right.
And is giving it to the kids. But I think I'd feel very, very sad that we have to give our kids fucking shields to go to high school.
It is one of the saddest things, one of the saddest comments on what our society's become. But I agree. I'm of two minds about it, because if it's going
and that
to...
runs in the family, as I recall.
Touche. But if this is where we're at, don't stick our heads in the sand. Let's do something about it. Something, and this is something proactive. If this is what we're dealing with.
Well, I think it's another commentary about how, and we just spoke about it a little bit before, how broken our government is.
Yeah.
That this is what we're, like, companies are like going, all right, enough of this horse crap. If you're not going to do anything, if you're not going to do anything to stop these kids from being targets, we're at least going to give them
protection.
Some type of chance. I mean, but the problem is, you know, kids aren't always going to have their backpacks on them.
No. It's a stopgap measure at best. But the thing is, at least it's something. You know, let's not pretend that this isn't
no,
what's going
I,
on.
No, I appreciate the effort. Know? I was thinking, I go, you know, I'd buy that for my kid. And the wife was like, no, scare her out of her mind. But I'm like, you know what? I'd rather she be scared and protected. I mean, that's where my mind is on this thing.
Yeah, sad.
But, you know, another thing too, like how we like to say we're the best nation. Now, this is another problem that we have not solved. And this should not be something that's a left or right thing here. This should be our children go, all right, get the lobbyists out from both sides. Let's fucking wrap our heads around this. What can we do to make our children, right, left, middle, independent, whatever, safe? How can we do this? You would think they would be able to come up with some solutions.
Actually, this should probably be a guiding premise for all of our solutions.
How can
we make children safe? How can we make the water clean for them?
You could argue to Joe's space point before, you know. Having a space force makes us safer. You could make that argument. I don't know if I'd want to, but you could make that argument, you know, if you wanted to. But this, the fact that we do nothing on the gun control issue.
Right.
And, you know, we're not really that interested in safety. We're interested in money. But I applaud this company, but it's very sad.
It's very mixed feelings on that. Whether you want your kid to have it, just show the sign of the times, or if it is a safety measure.
I mean, you would use it like you were Captain America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I put a handle on it and shit.
Clunk people on the head.
I mean, the only thing that, I mean, in a sick way, the only thing that they could do to make it less scary is try to make them fun, you know, like.
Oh, it's a Harry Potter one.
You know what I mean? Like, make
the
shield something.
Well, I mean, you could decorate it any way you want.
Right. You know, and
well, I don't know. They don't have to put racing stripes on it. I'm fine with the fact that they gave it to the kids. I get what you're saying. I don't think any time you give a freshman a shield to protect himself from being gunned down is necessarily a fun time.
It might
be a little stoic. I think, you know what? I think they're gray. You know what? I think gray is the perfect fucking color.
Yeah.
Because gray, nobody's ever happy to see gray. Look at Eeyore, the shittiest character in Winnie the Pooh. He was gray. You're never happy to see gray.
Now, you know what? That problem, and plus he had a piece of fucking 2x4 for a tail.
No, he had his tail tacked on with a little bow.
Oh, just about that. Yeah, I mean, you got to tack at his ass to hang his tail
on. Open the
Now, Eeyore.
Nobody wants to be my friend. What's a donkey to do? Nobody wants to be my friend.
You know what Eeyore could use? A shield.
The mean people that don't want to be his friend. Yeah.
That must have felt like you today with those dopey texts.
When you're the fucking light spot in my day, you know it's a shitty day. When I'm going to Joe for comforting.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
With a porcupine.
I'll write that down.
I need something to cuddle with. All I have is a porcupine. Joe, what do you think?
And furthermore, I'm going to tell. Come here. I understand. I was there too. What more shit?
Well, he's got pricks and needles, but he means well.
Oh, God. Me and my lonely life. I had nothing to do. I was glad to be there. There's nothing on TV.
It's like come here. Don't mind the spiny parts. Let's cuddle.
Yeah. Get to the soft underbelly.
Yeah, that's right. See, even in my spiny parts is a soft underbelly.
Sure. Would you buy one of these for your kids?
Yeah.
You would.
And I'm not trying to be a jackass and
you
say...
You can't help it.
No.
This is the forum for it.
I just wasn't trying. I didn't say I wasn't succeeding.
Because you're a natural.
Yes, thank you.
I respect your ability.
Thank you.
Of jackassery.
Yes, I succeed. I excel. I don't mean like, you know, oh, you slap a couple of Hello Kitty stickers on it and it's fun. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, they shot Hello Kitty. Oh, no.
I just mean...
This guillotine with Hello Kitty on it looks cool now.
I just mean, like, if we're going there, we're giving kids fucking shields so they can go to school and not get killed, you know, just to try to, like, amp down the terror a little bit, you know? I mean, the way that...
Well, they're high schoolers. They're not fourth graders.
I know, but still, you know...
So you would buy it? I'm of the mind I would pay good money for that.
I would buy it. Because, you know, if they have it with them and
that's the thing. You got to tell your kids to always carry the backpack around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such a... I mean, we used to tell our kids, don't get into the van with the stranger. Now we're telling them, listen, if you're going to get shot, if somebody's shooting at you, do this. It's a whole fucking different thing. One thing you can avoid. Another thing you can't.
Right, right. I mean, you know, when are we going to get fun-colored Kevlar for the kids to wear to school
soon?
That
might be fun. We should get Davinstein Kevlar.
Yeah. I think we're going to need it.
You guys are on the same side now.
Aww, isn't that cute? Aww. I mean, but we just need it when we're sitting amongst each other. I mean, not out in the world.
We're in the midst of a porcupine. You might get a quill.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe schools, maybe it's got to be part of the budget now. Maybe we need to, like, be in the, I mean, I don't know how much they cost, but maybe that's what we got to do now until our lazy-ass government will do something.
Something?
Something. No. All fucking talk.
Yeah, no, just
including the president who talked a good game after the Florida thing too.
Yeah,
they're
let's
all
talk
fucking
some more
talking.
About it. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, please. That's what we're saying at the border when they come. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Maybe we
thoughts
should...
over to the left, prayers over to the right.
Actually, maybe we should put thoughts and prayers on the shield.
That'd be great.
I think also what they're going to do. I mean, you know, this is like a Band-Aid, but also besides, you know, looking into the gun. I think also the mental health of these kids. I mean, they're under a lot of stress. They play these video games.
They're under stress because we're giving them fucking Kevlar not to get killed.
Well, yeah, I know. But they're under stress from school, what they're going through.
Are you talking about suicide prevention?
Not suicide prevention, but just, you know, also with video games, sometimes these kids don't have a sense of reality. They think everything is in a video game.
I play fucking video games. Everybody plays video games.
Yeah, but your brain is developed. I know that no. Joe, you might argue with that point.
No, my generation was the video game generation.
But I'm saying that you have, by the time you're past your 20s, your brain is actually developed.
But what I'm telling you, I'm the video game, because as a kid, when it was raining, we played video games.
I know, but I'm saying that at that point in your life, perhaps even you did not understand, have a complete sense of what the world really is. There are scientific studies that show that the brain has not developed the part of the brain that really understands the repercussions of actions. That's why kids feel invincible. Your brain really doesn't get that
until
you're in your 20s.
No, we all feel invincible until we wake up in our shoulders.
And a lot of times, kids today, because everybody, you can't yell at kids or, you know, we discipline them.
Of course you can.
It seems like these kids today have a sense of respect for authority.
That's only in Fox and Friends. Trust me, plenty of kids are getting yelled at. Fox and Friends, they find the one kid that had a hissy fit because he got yelled at.
It's like, no, they're getting yelled at.
Trust me, kids are getting yelled at all the fuck over the place. You don't got to worry about that. You know who didn't get yelled at? The fucking sushi waitress. That's who didn't get yelled at. Who should have been yelled at?
I've had times where, well, my brother-in-law, he was hoarse from yelling at his kid.
That's a little much.
Yeah. No. He had it coming.
I used to get hoarse from yelling at Joanne. I lost my voice a couple of times from yelling at her.
Why didn't you call me when that was then?
Yeah.
Now, that's when we could have had popcorn and sat on the porch.
I kind of think this is something we should have for everyday life now. That's where we are. Because you're never safe.
No.
Nobody's safe.
No, not really.
No. So then the next story is... nursery rhymes for kids facing an armed intruder. One parent toured her 5-year-old daughter's future kindergarten near Boston and noticed a disturbing nursery rhyme taped to the chalkboard. It was an eerie twist on Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, reminding kids how to hide from a shooter during a lockdown. I was thinking about actually having us write nursery rhymes, and I'm like, nah.
That would get sick pretty fast.
I saw the prep sheet. I thought we had to. I'm like, all right,
if you got one, I'm happy to entertain it.
Yeah. And I'm like, I was looking. I'm like, all right, I got, no.
No homework. Unbelievable.
No homework. Yeah.
here we go. Snuggle in, kids.
Sorry, boss.
No,
right.
Have your cookies and sip your little
sippy
cups.
Come on, gather around.
Sit Indian style.
Can't sit Indian style anymore.
Sit Native American Native American style.
Native American style.
Now, what do they call it? Crisscross?
Crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross applesauce.
Really?
Because somebody did a joke about Indian style, and they say, now you have to say crisscross applesauce.
Had that defense ready to go. You saw the way the court system works and what happens when you go in front of a grand jury. Good for you, Joe.
Hysterical.
No, Your Honor, here's the story.
It's like, why on earth do you know that?
Well, you had that answer quick.
Yeah.
Lockdown, lock the door, shut the lights off, say no more. Well, that starts off creepy. Go behind the desk and hide. Wait until it's safe inside. Lockdown, it's all done. Now it's time to have some fun. Hold the fucking phone. We just had an active shooter.
I was just saying.
We're going to have some fun.
We're playing tag.
Hey, can you drag those bodies out of the way? We want to play kickball.
Oh, look, there's blood on my clothes. I want to play duck, duck, goose. Mom's going to be pissed.
Actually, dragging the bodies is the fun part.
Oh, my. Somebody could have come up with a rhyme.
I know. What the fuck?
Maybe we should have wrote the damn thing.
Maybe we should have.
Yeah, really.
I never read it through like I just did now.
Yeah.
So
damn it. That is some creepy shit. That is like something that somebody put in a scary movie.
Yeah. That's where we are.
That's where we are. We live in a scary movie.
So the parent, George Cohen, was disturbed by the nursery rhyme and posted a photo of it on Twitter. This should not be hanging in my soon-to-be kindergartner's classroom. Is that a good thing to be hanging in the classroom? Yeah, but high school kids just won't pay attention.
Yeah, no.
So the question is 5 too early to start putting shooter drills in the kids' heads? And again, I have like mixed emotions. Go, oh my God, I don't want this kid thinking about it. But then again, I go, but you know what? They kind of have to, because that's where we are now as a society.
Yeah.
Because we can't fix anything anymore.
Well, it's like you don't want to talk to your kid about sexual assault, but you have to.
Sure.
You know, you have to.
I'm sneaking into the room.
You have to talk about
I'm the one that says terrible things.
Oh, no. We all say terrible things.
Okay. You mean yours.
No, but I mean, like, you don't want to talk about bad touch. You don't want to.
No, but you have to have that conversation.
You don't want to ruin the wonderment and the innocence of childhood. But
you have to.
Now you have to.
That's where we are.
A prepared kid.
When we were kids, you know, we had to be told about, you know, what's inappropriate touching and not appropriate touching.
Absolutely. You were told?
What?
You were told?
I was shown.
Oh, I see.
On me. But, you know.
By that creepy uncle?
We didn't have enough money for a doll. So.
Funny. We were so poor. I mean, now, when it was time to take out the doll to show where you shouldn't be touched, they just used me. No joke for you.
It's funny because we have.
It's hilarious.
At the day program, they made dolls of my boss and the founder of the company and like that. It's weird. So
oh, funny.
Why sell plumbing equipment when it's craft time?
So it's in the closet. So one of my coworkers who handles the human resources, I go, there's ever a complaint? We never don't have to, you know, we have to bring it. All right, show us on the boss where we touched you.
Funny. Did they make a doll of you?
No.
Oh,
were there pins in any of these dolls?
Don't use the Joe doll by bright lights. You might be blinded.
You're right. Funny.
Wintertime Joe will not blind you.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what? I think we got to start putting this in. I think that's where we are. I don't think you could bury your head in the sand anymore.
I don't think it's any different than when I was in elementary school and we had the civil defense drills. you know, hide under the desk in case.
Well, it's
you know.
A little different.
It's a Wait little a minute. Different. I'm the same age as you. You were still hiding under desks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, we didn't do that.
It was Long Island. They didn't have gym.
this was this their is the exercise?
This was the cardio. Bend and stay down.
Yeah, but, you know, I remember that in elementary school, you know, so it's, which was the sign of the times then.
Yeah.
Sign of the times
yeah.
now. So, you know, what are you going to do, you know?
I don't think the parents should be upset that the school displayed this. I think the parents should take a breath and understand why it's being displayed.
Yeah, maybe when they get the sand out of their ears and their mouth from sticking in their head in it for so long, they could see.
If I had a kid, you know, and they had that there, I would tell them, look, there's some bad people out there. There's some nice people, but bad people. And just in case a bad person comes in, this is what you do if a bad person comes in.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't ignore it. I mean, that's where
You can't. Unfortunately, you can't.
And they're trying to gently say it. I mean, as sick as it sounds.
Yeah, especially when I read it.
yes. but they're trying to gently say it to them.
You could probably read the Torah like a creep.
Somewhere we got the video footage.
Yeah,
the
bar mitzvah, yeah.
He did.
Much higher voice, but you know, whatever. I wasn't a shrill wench.
Adolescent stupid's voice, yeah.
She fucking made you. She made me sound like you make Joanne sound. Yeah. It was the word of the Lord.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I.
Not mine.
Well, Joanne has a shrill voice. And boy, I'm going to be hearing a shrill voice in about 2 weeks.
Oh, you really?
You should read her the nursery rhyme. Well, I got the feeling like the parent didn't want to send their kid there.
Because of this, because I'm sorry, this reality smacking you in the face.
You know what I'd probably do? I'd probably ask the administration, why is that there? What's the lesson?
Yeah.
Before I went onto my little Twitter machine and fucking, this is what I think I would go a little bit more research. Hey, I find this disturbing. What's the reason behind it? Right. How are they explaining to the kids? You know, there's a reason.
Right.
Nobody wants to have that conversation.
Well, I mean, we were speaking before about the difference between passive-aggressive and assertive. Now, this is a passive-aggressive way for this parent to address the situation. They took a picture of it and put it on Twitter or Facebook or wherever they put it. And it's like, how about use your big boy voice and speak to the teacher, the administrator, and ask them about it. Voice your questions. I mean, if you just want to make a comment about it, like, I find this scary, it's absurd that this is the world we live in, I get that. But if you're complaining about the school?
I don't know.
You know what? You know, he could still discuss it with the school. He took a Twitter picture of it and posted it. It's a talk. He made it a talk. You know, I don't know if he knew he was.
I don't know if he has his platform.
But it's a talking point.
Right. Yeah. You could put it and go, what do you guys think about this? This really disturbed me.
Yeah.
I don't know what to mean. That's one thing. That's a talking point. Go,
right.
I'm offended. Bop, bop. Because you want to ignore
sometimes,
the
problem. Sometimes you post stuff like on Friday. I posted a picture of my old house in the walkway. And I said, it was 50 years ago, my dad committed suicide on Friday.
That's a way to kick off the weekend, Jeff. Put everyone in a good mood.
Yeah, I know. But I said, this is anniversary of the day that my father walked down this walkway and took his life 10 minutes later. Don't ever take this walk. Talk it out and stuff like that. And people were very kind.
Yeah.
I got a lot of, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I felt bad in a way because I wasn't looking for sympathy. I was looking for awareness.
You should have come here.
Towards suicide with Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade.
Right.
Your heart was in the right place.
And also, I remembered on one of the Rock God albums, there was
now maybe not so much.
Right. But no,
now we're just plugging the band.
No. Hear me out. On the Rock God album, our second album, this brilliant artist, Alex Gardega, did the artwork. He was a prominent New York artist. He jumped in front of a subway train last fall.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and it hit us all hard. So I just wanted to point out
your heart was in the
that,
right place.
You know, but and I like I, you know, so sometimes you'll post something. And like I said, people wrote a lot of nice stuff, you know, and, you know, but I felt bad in the sense that I wasn't looking for sympathy. I was looking, you know, I was trying to point out, you know.
Right.
So sometimes you back to this, you'll put something out.
You have a certain intention.
Yeah, intention. Sometimes, you know, it's not intent.
I thought you
know.
Were trying to write another scene for Flush.
We already wrote that one.
Well, your version's a little different.
Because my version's the truth.
Real.
It's not the show.
Fake death.
Fake death.
I think we just have to understand that we are at a very sad place with this as well.
Yeah.
Where Joe says, why doesn't the government fix it? Have you fucking met our government? They don't fix anything.
I think it's a twofold place. I mean, you know, the whole thing with the gun control, that's up to debate. But also one thing that I'm not hearing about is looking after the mental health
that's
of these kids.
That's mentioned all the time. That's mentioned all the time.
Not as much as it should be, though.
Looking after the mental health of the kids, did you say?
Yeah.
Because
in the respect that these school shootings started about 20 years ago. Before that, you know, I mean, it was rare. I mean, you had the the guy in the bell tower.
Yeah, well, 66, now guns are more available.
I think they're as available as they used to be. As a matter of fact, they used to have shooting clubs where kids brought guns into school.
I think actually,
it's the society or the culture that's changed in the school. And,
well, the weapons are also more effective. They are, you know, and these kids are, they're taking them from their parents. You got bad gun owners. You got parents who aren't fucking paying attention to their kids and don't see that they're posting or saying, you know, anti-Semitic stuff or hurt or hurting. This is the point I brought up.
That's true, too.
You know, we expect a lot from our teachers. We expect a lot from our police. We expect a lot from our parents.
Yes.
The parents are the first line of defense. But then again, you know, and Joe's brought this up, you know, in the Obama administration, he probably won't bring it up now because it's the Trump administration. But, you know, when I said, well, you know, there's a lot of jobs, you know, job numbers are good. Joe would say, yeah, but they're shit jobs. And so people are working. That was Joe's argument under the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're the same fucking jobs. So if parents have to work two or three shit jobs.
Just to make ends meet.
Then they can't be home with the kids.
Right.
So, you know. If they're shit jobs and parents can't be home with the kids and you got both parents working, again, maybe we're doing something wrong.
We are doing something wrong.
Maybe we need to look at ourselves and stop fucking waving the flag again and go, whoa.
Or maybe people that don't have the skills to hold down to have kids shouldn't have kids.
Yeah, but there's no test to have a kid.
If you know that it might be a struggle, you
don't
have
think
a
anybody
kid.
Know. I don't think anybody knows.
I didn't have a kid because I knew it would be
and
a
then you wouldn't want an abortion. Then, you know, then people go, and then there are people that go, you know what, I won't be right to have a kid. I want to get an abortion. And then the right makes that more difficult. So
it's like you can't win. But the other thing is, I think that also in past generations, people were totally able to have one working parent.
Yes.
The wife stayed at home.
I had one
they had a
parent.
House. They had, you know, and that was capable. People in the middle class were capable of doing that. We've got a structure now where the middle class is not capable of doing
that.
No,
there really
anymore.
Isn't much of a middle
but
class.
But it's also the parenting. I was a latchkey kid, you know, and I, you know, I was, my mother was never home.
Yeah, and you told me all the evil things you used to do. I mean, a lot of your stories. What?
Shoot up a school.
No, thank goodness. But yeah, you threw fireworks at fucking bands while they were on stage. It's not a very nice thing
to
do.
No, I never did. But people would. You would go.
Oh,
remember,
I thought you and your friends.
No, that's crazy. No,
I agree.
Back in the day, you remember back in the day when you go to the concert, the late 70s or the 80s, they'd be throwing M80s in the place.
Yeah, sometimes that happened.
You'd be scared shitless sometimes.
Those kids have been assholes for years.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they have.
That's an asshole thing to do.
Well, most certainly is.
I mean, I know it's the basis.
Charlie
Daniels
used
him.
To yell from the stage.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, the devil's going to come up there and whoop your ass.
The Southern rock concert, drunk Jack Daniels.
Is that a lighter in his hand? No, it's dynamite. Run. Yeah.
I remember my buddy, this is how long ago, when Led Zeppelin was at Madison Square Garden, and it was around the time the song remained the same. It was the big Zeppelin concert in Madison Square Garden. And my buddy Wolfie's going, I go, how was the show? They're throwing M80s all around. And I'm like, what'd you do? What am I going to do? Turn around and go, who did it? You know?
Start.
Yeah.
Leave the stage.
Jesus.
All right. Let's let me play Joe's.
You stink.
All right. What do you got?
Safelite Auto Glass.
Oh, we're naming names.
No.
Safelite Auto Glass.
This tells you how pissed off he is. He's fucking putting the company on front and center.
A blast.
Yep.
Okay.
I get Element needed a new windshield.
Okay.
Okay. I go through Safe. I got a new insurance guy. I go through Geico now. I used to have MetLife. You were a fortune. But when I was with MetLife, I would call up. I go, I need a glass repair. And they would go, okay, it's covered. I'll send you right over to Safelite. I would call up. They would call Safelite. I get on the phone with them. I'd like to schedule an appointment. Okay, when would you like? Well, I'm at the day program. We'll make it Tuesday at the day program. What time is good? I'm here till 5. I can care. You know, they come. They work on the truck.
Right in your parking lot.
In my
I know. It's
lot,
great.
I throw the guy a tip. Have a good day, sir. And he goes.
Yep.
Now that I'm with Geico, I pay less, but I guess I'm getting what I pay for. Number one, you have to schedule it online. You don't talk to a human being.
Okay.
So I scheduled it last week, but what happened is I didn't hit something. So I was supposed to get the – I requested the truck to be worked on Monday. Monday rolls around. I go, I don't think they're coming. So I look and I go, nope, because I can't talk to a human being, and clicked it.
Right.
So I get it, and I schedule it to be done on Wednesday. I get in touch with the guy, and the guy goes, okay, we'll be there Wednesday morning. Okie dokie. So Wednesday rolls around, and they're supposed to be there between 8 and 12. It's 11:30, and I go, I call, I go, where are you? Oh, well, the guy came before, and he said you weren't there. I go, I've been here since 8 o'clock. Well, we didn't come back. Well, I'm here now. Can we try to get the guy back?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get him back. So the guy comes by at around 2:30. And he goes, yeah, I'm here to, you know, I'm here to fix the truck. So I set him up to fix the truck. To put the windshield in the truck takes about 45 minutes to an hour. It is now an hour and a half.
Wow.
And I'm about to tell my supervisor, Don, that I'm going to go down the street because we bring him down the street to the parking lot to do it because our parking lot is chaos.
Okay.
So I go, let me come down there and I want to see what's going on. I get a call from the tech. And he goes, yeah, your truck's all ready. So I walk down, and I walk down to the truck, and I see that the trim pieces are not on the side of the windshield.
Huh.
And he goes, we got a problem. I told him that I couldn't work on an element, but they made me do it.
Oh, my
and
God.
They made me, this is Safe Flight. This isn't my buddy Simo and me working on it on a Saturday afternoon.
This guy's having a breakdown.
I know, he is.
Oh, why? He should be lying to you.
Yeah, plus, I had a
they made me do it
I had a $10 tip in my wallet, which stayed.
Yes.
You know? Should have been with me at the sushi joint.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, he goes, I told him I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to, and I couldn't, and then he made me do it, and I broke the clips on here and stuff like that. And
oh,
I'm like,
Jesus.
Okay. And I'm like, I go, you want to talk to my boss? No, I'm just going to leave everything the way it is. Yeah, put the boss on it. So he goes, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to order you the pieces and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay. I go, why did you send this guy here if he said he didn't know what he was doing?
Yeah.
You know, well, we wanted to try to get the windshield done. Well, okay, very good.
Badly.
So
he wanted to get it done, just not correctly.
Yeah,
to get it done badly.
So, you know.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. So I'm like,
But how do you like the windshield?
It's good. It doesn't have a crack in it anymore, but my truck looks like a rolling jalopy.
Details.
Yeah. So
not detailed.
I showed David Saturday. I showed David Saturday night. I go, look at this goddamn thing.
Yeah,
you gotta be shitting me. You know,
does it look like I repaired it for you?
Yeah. It looks like it's not quite finished.
Oh, yeah. Then
it looks
I
like the Three Stooges stopped by.
Ah, oh, then I did it.
So that. So then.
Yeah.
So then he ordered the clip. I got to call them today. I go, how you doing? Oh, we're going to come by tomorrow. I'm going to have our best guy do it. Maybe have your best guy do it in the first place. Okay.
Well, no, I didn't know. The best guy was fixing the last fuck up.
Yeah. Now
that's what he does. Yeah.
Now, I was telling Joe's girl, I go, you want to know something? I go,
when you address her, do you address her as Joe's girl?
No.
I bet he does.
But I go, as I
who's
go,
your daddy, Joe's girl?
but I go, if the guy didn't know what he was doing, why didn't he try to maybe Google it? Google it. You could find anything on Google.
Well, you know what? I'm not really comfortable when the guy that fixed my windshield is looking at a YouTube video.
You want to know something? Let me tell you something.
I know.
When I worked at one of the fence companies, we had all these new products and stuff like that. And we'd go to put it up. We don't know what we're doing yet. So we'd be in the truck with the instructions.
Oh, my God.
You know, is everything okay, fellas? Yeah, we're just looking at the newspaper. We're taking a break. All right, how do you do? And we'd be learning to fly.
Oh, my God. We just finished the tutorial. I think we're going to do a
and
professional
let me tell you
job
something.
Now.
A lot of times in the plumbing business, we'll take on a new line. Here you go. Okay, you're the expert.
Yeah.
And I'm figuring out, I'm looking at the map for two. Hey, Joe, I hear you're the expert on this. Yeah, so did I. So,
but I figure, about 5 minutes now.
But I figure it out. I get it, you know, because I look it up online or something like that, you know, and I figure it out. I got to learn. The guy, I'm sure, never decided to do that, you know?
Well, they're worthy of a you stink.
Yeah.
Now,
I've had
good experiences with Safe Flight, but...
I've had mostly good experience. Now, the last time they put a windshield in the truck, I noticed that they might have broken one of the clips before because I used to hear this flapping when I was driving, and one of the trim pieces just flew off the truck, and I had to spend $50 to buy another one.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not talking back in the day. This was back, oh, Christ, in the fall. I had to put it on. So
wow.
I don't know if it's the truck.
Your load must be going at some type of velocity to constantly be needing new windshield. Yeah. Tell me about it! I got a sore throat! He ain't playing games!
That's quite a load.
Too much!
Then I went to see Def Leppard and Journey on Wednesday.
Quick or save it for next week.
All right, we'll save it for next week.
Is it a good story?
It's just a venting story.
Save it for next week.
All right.
There'll be time for venting
next
week.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of you stink time. Oh, and there's a little flute solo behind you.
Is it another You Stink?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, so we'll have a save that for next
week.
Yeah. All right. Let that marinate.
We love to complain.
Marinade or marinate?
Marinate.
Marinate.
It's marinade.
No, marinade.
Marinade
is what it
is. Stuff you use. Marinate is a verb.
Masturbate is what blew out your windshield. All right, we'll take a break. A very short break. We'll be back with scamming scammers with.